Praise the Lord. God is here tonight. Amen?
Amen.
And I know that He is well pleased with the worship tonight because we came to give Him glory. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And I know we did give Him glory tonight. He's worthy of it all, isn't He? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we get into the message tonight. Father God, we just come before You tonight, Father God, asking You just to move and minister by Your Spirit tonight, Father God. Have Your way in this service, Lord God. Speak through me this night, God. Speak to Your people, Father. You know what they have need of this night. And we, Father, we just yield this service to You tonight, God, giving You glory and honor and praise. And we thank You for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, the title of my message tonight is, He Hears Your Cry. Amen. He hears your cry. Let's turn to Luke chapter 18. Luke 18 and verse 27, a very short scripture, but it is powerful. It is mighty, awesome. God's Word is mighty, isn't it? It's powerful. His Word is awesome. Praise God. Luke 18 and 27 says, And He said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Hallelujah. All things are possible with God. Jesus said it, amen? He said it, The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. That is good news tonight, isn't it? Hallelujah. So what thing or things are you facing tonight that are impossible? That are impossible for you, that are impossible with anybody else? But we have good news tonight, don't we? Hallelujah. The good news is that all things are possible with your God tonight. He is an awesome God and He is mighty and there is nothing too hard for our God. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14 and beginning with verse 22 says, And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side while He sent the multitudes away. Can I get somebody to get a fan on me over here? I'm hot. I'm hot. That's not unusual. Well, I didn't want to take it away from you.
Okay.
There's another one right there. Okay. All right. And verse 23 says, And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water. And He said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately, everybody say immediately.
Immediately.
And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? So, praise God. You know, you might be in a situation tonight where you feel like if God doesn't do something, you are going to sink. You are about to drown. You are about to go under tonight. You might have that sinking feeling just like Peter had. Now, we all think, you know, we've got such great faith. But you know what? When we are in the middle of the sea and the wind is boisterous and it is blowing hard upon us, amen, and we think we have arrived. We're right there with Jesus. We're just like this, me and Jesus right here. Just right here. Amen. But when the winds blow, amen, the winds, the waves start coming up, we can get afraid. But Jesus knows we're afraid, amen? And He loves us anyway. Hallelujah. That's when we're walking by faith. We're not walking by sight, amen? We might be on the inside, we might be trembling a little bit. Our knees might be shaking a little bit, but we've got Jesus, amen? We're holding on to Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. So you might feel like Peter tonight. You might feel like you're sinking, but let's read verse 30 again. Let me get there. Fans done moved my place. That's okay, it helped me. Verse 30, 18 and 30 says, wait a minute, 14, I got ahead of myself. I got one in 18 too, so we're going to go back to 14. No, what am I doing? Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. There you go. Mark 14, I'm over in Luke. Matthew. That's actually where I was turning to was Matthew, so... Matthew 30. Let's read it again. Okay, fan. Man, you're going to have a little tussle tonight. That's okay. It's helping me. Matthew 14, 30. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Amen. When we are in the middle of the storm, all we've got to do is say, Lord, save me. Amen. Help me, Lord. And God is right there with us, right in the middle of the storm. Amen. Glory to God. He understands how we feel. He knows how we feel tonight. Amen. And He cares about how we feel tonight. Hallelujah. He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We've got a loving God who cares. But in verse 31, hallelujah, when he cried out to Jesus and said, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand. Amen. Immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught Peter. You might feel like you need Jesus to catch you tonight. Well, that's okay. He'll do it. He'll meet you right where you're at. And he'll catch you right when you feel like you're about to go under. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord hears your cry tonight. He hears your prayer tonight. He sees what's going on in your life tonight. And he said he knows about it. And he knows that the enemy is behind it. The enemy wants to make you think that you've done something wrong. That it's your fault that you're in this situation. But the enemy is the one behind it. And God says, watch out now. That's my child you're messing with. Amen. I've got a hold of his hand. He's cried out to me. I've heard his cry. I've got a hold of him. Hallelujah. He's not walking through this by himself. He's not going to sink. He's not going to go under. Amen. Because I've got a hold on him. Hallelujah. I've got a hold on my child. And I'm not going to let go of him. I'm going to pull into safety. I'm going to meet that need. I'm going to heal that body. I'm going to take care of that need in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If Jesus reached out to get Peter's hand in a time of trouble, Jesus going to reach out and take hold of your hand, and he's going to pull you up out of the water. He's going to deliver you from that storm. Hallelujah. He'll do it again. Hallelujah. He'll do it for you tonight. No respecter of person, whatever situation you're dealing with tonight, that it might be impossible with men, but it's not impossible with our God. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen on that one? Hallelujah. He's an ever-present help in time of need. Glory to God. Now faith is. Now faith is. Glory to God. Now faith is. He is a now God. He's a present God. Hallelujah. He's the great I am. He is the living Word. We sing about the living Word tonight. He's a living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's impossible with men is not impossible with God. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Luke 18. Luke 18. Starting with verse 35. He's a now God. He's a now God. 18 and 35. And it came to pass that as he was nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passes by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him. There's always going to be somebody that will try to rebuke you when you're believing God for something. There'll be a naysayer. They'll say it can't be done. God's not going to come through for you. It ain't going to happen this time. Well, the devil is a liar. Amen. Hallelujah. They rebuked him that he should hold his peace. Woo, glory to God. We need to take notice of what this blind man did when they said to hold his peace. It said, but he cried so much the more. So much the more. God's not going to meet your need. Oh, yes, he is. Praise the Lord. He's going to meet my need. Hallelujah. My God supplies all my need. God ain't going to heal your body. Shut up, devil. Yeah. Hallelujah. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He cried so much the more. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, I've got a need. Jesus, help me. Jesus, save me. Jesus, I need you. Sometimes he just wants to hear us say it. I need you. Hallelujah. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked, saying, what will thou that I shall do unto thee? Well, Jesus, don't you see he's blind? What's wrong with you? He wants us to say it. He wants to tell us to tell him what we need. Amen. He's our Father, and he wants us to come to him and say, Father, I need such and such. Acknowledge that he's your God. Acknowledge that he's your Father. Acknowledge he's the one you're looking to. Acknowledge he's the one that you depend on. Acknowledge he's the one that you lean on. Hallelujah. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come nigh, he asked, saying, what will thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee. Amen. And immediately, glory to God, immediately he heard his cry. Jesus heard his cry. God, I need you. I need your help. I need you today, God. Hallelujah. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. We can give praise unto God tonight. Amen. Amen. Because it already belongs to us. Hallelujah. Prosperity already belongs to us. Healing already belongs to us. Hallelujah. We've got a good God tonight. Praise God. A God that cares about every need that we have. A God that hears our every cry. Amen. Hallelujah. So what situation are you dealing with tonight that is impossible with men? He's an ever-present help in time of need. Amen. He is an ever-present help in time of need tonight. What need do you have tonight? Do you need to cry unto God tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Immediately, Jesus healed him. Immediately. I like immediately. Don't you? Amen. I love immediately. He is a now God. Hallelujah. Ever present. Always there. He never slumbers or sleeps. Glory to God. He's got his eye on you 24/7. 360 days. 65. Woo! Sorry about that. Glory to God. Jesus heard the blind man's cry. And immediately Jesus healed him. Psalm 34:4 says, "For I cried to him, and he answered me, and he freed me from all my fear." What are you fearing tonight? What are you afraid of tonight? Cry unto him. He'll hear your cry tonight. Amen. Glory to God. He cares tonight. Whatever impossible situation you're facing tonight, cry out to God. Cry out to him. He's stretching his hand out to you tonight. Amen. And he's holding on. Glory to God. He hears your cry for help tonight. He sees that need that you have. Hallelujah. What is impossible with men is possible with God. All things. All things. Everybody say all things.
All things.
All things are possible with God. Amen.
Yes.
Are you in a desperate situation tonight? Our God specializes in desperate situations. Hallelujah. He shows himself strong when you're in a desperate situation.
That's right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. He shows up just in time. He's never too late. He's a right on time God. Amen. When we cry out to him, when we're looking to him, when we're asking him, when we're calling on him, hallelujah. Glory to God. I've got a testimony tonight. If the video team will, or audio team will get it ready for us. Whatever y'all are back there. In your 360 days. Glory to God. I guess God rested some, didn't he? Glory to God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. He hears your cry tonight. Amen. His ear is open to your cry. He is the God of impossibility. Hallelujah. Let's watch this testimony tonight. Praise God.
At an age when other children were enjoying life's innocent moments, Marlene Kleps had to face its cruelest tortures. Weighing less than 2 pounds at birth, she developed cerebral palsy, which left her crippled. In a public school, this wasn't easy.
Not very many playmates, I mean, because what could you go do, or, you know, who could you go spend the night with?
This wasn't the only tragedy wrenching young Marlene. When she was a year old, her parents died in a motorcycle accident. She was reared by great-grandparents and later by foster parents. But at 12 years of age, when some friends brought her to a youth rally, she committed her life to God.
I just thought that if I was born with cerebral palsy, I must be born with it because God created me that way. I didn't realize He wanted people healed.
During her teenage years, Marlene suffered numerous spasms caused by muscular surgery. These attacks were sometimes so violent they left her tendons with broken bones. After one severe spasm, Marlene was left almost totally paralyzed. Her vision, along with the rest of her condition, grew progressively worse. As a last resort, in December of 1980, Marlene was taken from her home in Missouri to the world's finest hospital, the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota.
January 5th, 1981. Spasticity has progressed. Spasms infrequent, but can last for months.
Still will not move her four extremities.
March 25th. Still has no voluntary finger movements.
Marlene has been here for over 2 months. Finances from her estate are practically depleted at this time.
The patient will be discharged in approximately 2 weeks' period of time unless there has been significant progress. She will be dismissed to a nursing home in Missouri.
Being sent to a nursing home was Marlene's greatest fear.
And as best I could talk, I just yelled at him and I just said, God, stop. In other words, just get out of here. But he didn't. And you could just feel his love and his presence, and it came all around me, and it was really, really warm. And he showed me a vision that he was going to heal me.
She pleaded with God and felt he told her, of all things, to have the nurse look in the yellow pages under churches the next morning.
I started flipping through them. And it glowed off the page. It said, Open Bible, Scott Emerson, NFML.
She started asking me lots of questions about what the church believed. Did we believe in healing? Do we pray for the sick? And she said, okay, you're the one. You can come see me. And I thought, I can come see you.
So a skeptical Scott Emerson answered the call. He arrived at the hospital in a pinstripe suit. Marlene told him he looked identical to the man praying for her in the vision. Emerson then took Marlene to his church. She had to be strapped in because her body was jerking so wildly. Emerson had never had a miracle take place in his church.
They gathered around me to pray, and he said, I don't know how to pray. But he asked God to heal me from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. And then they asked if I wanted to stand up on faith.
So would you like to stand by faith? And immediately upon lifting her out of the chair, we began to feel strength coming into her legs.
And she took a hold of the back of the pew and she just leapt.
And my feet hit the floor and I felt the floor for the first time in my life.
Her knees and her toes pointed together. Everything was pointed in. But with each step that she took, they started to straighten out. But as her toes and her knees straightened out, she got stronger and stronger. She took a few steps on her own and then was literally running around the church.
The Mayo doctors needed only to discharge Marlene to her home in Missouri. From the hospital records, you returned to the rehabilitation unit that evening walking, something you'd never done since your admission to the unit. And when I saw you back at the clinic some weeks later, you'd improved even more, and all signs of previous abnormality were gone. You're able to walk perfectly normal, and your eyesight had improved so much that you did not need to wear spectacles. We were all very thrilled and happy with the outcome of your condition. Marlene's life has been normal now for 15 years. She's attended Missouri Wesleyan College and traveled through the Midwest sharing her amazing story.
I was in a desperate situation, and there was no place else to go but to Jesus Christ with my life. And here I am. I'm healed. I'm normal. There's nothing that I can't do. I mean, that everyone else does.
I've always believed in the power of God, and I've read the Bible stories, like the lame man that Peter and John said, in the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. And the Bible says a man went walking and leaping and praising God. We were seeing that happen, not something 2,000 years ago, but something that day.
Glory to God. Wasn't that awesome?
Yes.
Amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He changes not. What is impossible with man is possible with him. Amen. Let's just give him another hand clap of praise tonight. Ashley, you can come.